1296, please.
Request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding Portland and Tigard Police.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Smith. Dear Mayor Hales and City Commissioners, I'm here testifying again because Portland police officers, especially Sergeant McCormick, Police Chief Reese, Commander Day, and others, will not stop some Tigard cops from shooting me daily, 20 to 24 hours a day, with microwave weapons, ultrasound weapons, voice-to-skull weapons, remotely. And they still tell me they're shooting my son with these weapons when he's sleeping to give him cancer. Sergeant McCormick has been taking my reports of evidence and hiding them from the police officers I address them to so that they will not do anything to stop these assaults. That is suppression of evidence and facilitation of murder. He still tells some Portland officers to intimidate me with arrest if I don't go report it only at 9 a.m. on Fridays. Those cops are covering up for these assaults because they don't want the public to know they and other cops have these kinds of weapons they use, usually remotely, to harass, intimidate, blackmail, incriminate, and do violence to people. So they don't want any court cases about them. And as I have said before, there are hundreds and hundreds of people, including kids in Portland, those 8 to 10 Tigard cops shoot with these weapons remotely. A simple response such as, tell internal police review, call Project Respond, or report this to Tigard Police doesn't pressure or stop those cops. They must be investigated thoroughly and arrested. It's Portland Police's job to stop those assaults because those Tigard cops mainly shoot me in Portland. Police Chief Reese retires soon. It would be good to not start off the new police chief Larry O'Day's tenure with a Portland police attempted murder conspiracy investigation or a charge from the Department of Justice or the district attorney. Please tell Police Chief Reese, McCormick, and Commander Day they must stop these assaults. I've given them enough evidence to prove it. You are their boss as police commissioner. You can make them stop these assaults, death threats, and murders. Those Tigard cops told me they're using voice-to-skull weapons and distraction devices on you remotely, Mayor Hales, to distract you and influence you to not do anything to stop these assaults, including, they said, they're not letting you even talk to Police Chief Reese about this so as to get you in trouble or to make it appear you're ignoring my request for help or to make it appear my reporting of this isn't credible in spite of the many details I've said about it and the hundreds of visible burns and scars I have on me and that I've shown to Portland police. And to end, I have a few websites here on these papers that I will give her to give you all that talk about the secret meeting at Johns Hopkins University that Janet Reno, the Attorney General at that time, had with the Pentagon, Department of Justice, law enforcement, and weapons experts in 1993 to discuss and decide to give these kinds of psychotronic, microwave, ultrasound, voice-to-skull, mind control weapons to police officers.
All right, Catherine, we'll try to get you some help. You take care.
Okay, and I hope you will look at these.
All right, take care. Okay, Carlo, let's take the next.